Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Derek Draper's book, Create Space. Sophie, I gotta be honest, the title alone made me a little uncomfortable.
Hi there, Sam. Yeah, I had the same reaction. Because Create Space sounds like a luxury, right? Like something you do after you've already done everything else. But Draper flips that. He says space is actually the foundation for everything else.
Right. He says we're suffering from congestion on 3 levels: physical, internal, and relational. And they all feed each other. A cluttered home makes a cluttered mind, which makes cluttered relationships.
Exactly.
And I love that he doesn't just blame the stuff. He says physical clutter drains cognitive energy. Every time you see that pile of papers or the treadmill you never use, a little bit of your attention gets siphoned off.
Yeah. He calls those objects active participants in your mental landscape. They whisper about unfinished business. I actually walked around my apartment after reading that chapter and thought, what am I serving here?
Did you get rid of anything?
I finally donated that old guitar I swore I'd learn to play. It felt good. But the bigger shift for me was the internal clutter part. He talks about the mind as a browser with 100 tabs open. That's me every afternoon.
Oh, totally. And he makes this great distinction between reacting and responding. A reaction is automatic, the ping that pulls you out of a conversation. A response requires a pause, a gap between stimulus and action.
So the pause itself is the most valuable real estate in your mind. That's beautiful. But he also says we need to embrace boredom to get there. That boredom is a gateway to creativity.
Right. When we're bored, our minds learn to generate their own stimulation instead of just consuming. He calls that white space in your schedule, blocks of time for being, not doing.
That's so hard for me. I reach for my phone the second there's any silence. But the relational congestion part might have hit me hardest. He says we listen not to understand, but to formulate our next point.
He calls it generous listening, holding space for someone without needing to fix it or insert your own story. And he introduces this idea of a third space in relationships, like a regular walk or coffee date that's free from roles and logistics.
Yeah, my wife and I have been doing a Sunday morning walk since I read that. No phones, no to-do lists. It's been really good. But I think my biggest takeaway is that space isn't an absence, it's a positive force. The pause between the notes makes the music.
That's the core of it. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. So the big idea, we chase success and achievement, but without space, our creativity and relationships suffer. Create the space, and everything else follows.
Exactly.
The most important space you can create is the one in your own heart. From there, anything is possible. We'll see you in the next one.